T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
Well, look, you can mute the mic of the President of the United States, but you cannot silence the voice of the American people who are going to show up resoundingly for this president. It's pathetic what the Commission on Presidential Debates is doing. You even had Bob Dole calling them out, saying that this is not an effective bipartisan commission, and he's exactly right about this. They are staging this for Biden, and if you look through the topics, it was supposed to be foreign policy, you look through the topics, they've basically been hand-selected to set up Joe Biden for a win. It's appalling what we're seeing.
The Mark Cox Morning Show. It's Decision 2020.
Who the hell wants to change what we're doing now?
Cassie Smedley joining us this morning with the RNC. And Cassie, Kayleigh McEnany just nailed it yesterday on the Presidential Debate Commission changing the rules again at the last minute.
Hey, yeah, good morning, Mark. She absolutely did. You know, it's interesting because the president said as much about the debate commission when this happened a couple of weeks ago, when they just unilaterally made this decision to make what was to have been the second debate virtual without talking to either of the campaigns. And this is really the first murmurings that you start to hear, you know, this is a really biased commission. And everybody was like, oh, you know, hogwash, you're just being ridiculous. And then lo and behold, they're doing exactly all the things that the president and the chairwoman have said they were going to do, like changing the rules in Biden's favor at the last minute for no reason. The campaigns agreed to the terms that this would be a predominantly foreign policy debate. Now they're throwing in all these other topics, very loose on foreign policy or very little on foreign policy. Then we've got this mute button situation. Joe Biden at every turn gets cover. I mean, for example, yesterday, what was the big question he answered yesterday or 2 days ago? What flavor milkshake he was drinking? We don't know about Hunter Biden. We don't know about packing the court. We don't know about his tax increase on more than 80% of Americans. But by golly, we know that he likes vanilla and chocolate milkshakes. That's the state of affairs right now. And the debate commission is the latest example of people covering for him inability to be ready for prime time.
True. And if it wasn't, the evidence is that when Kristen Welker of NBC News released her list of topics, the issue of foreign interference in the American government would have been one of those topics. She will avoid that like the plague. I'm assuming that when the president's mic is not turned off, he's going to bring that up.
Without a doubt. And I think everybody is looking forward to the president giving Joe Biden all the time he needs to answer those questions, but also to really hear from him on these issues. That's something he said that he would consider doing in this debate, is just stepping back a bit more and letting Joe Biden talk himself into these holes. But people do need to hear from him. And it is absolutely wild that the Hunter Biden stuff came out just over a week ago. We had those town halls, the dueling town halls, and George Stephanopoulos didn't bring it up. And that was the same time that Twitter was censoring the New York Post story. That didn't come up. How do you feel about censorship? Do you think whether or not it's a story in your favor or not, how do you feel about censorship? How hard would that have been to ask? No one's asking it. I think, you know, we can talk about bias all we want, but the American people also see this for what it is, this cover-up, but that there really are some serious things happening, be it the Biden Inc. crime, criminal ring, you know, this kind of mafioso style ring, or the censorship issue, which everybody always says, oh, there's no bias, Republicans are making it up, and then now we see it. I mean, the New York Post hasn't tweeted for 6 days. They have been censored, And that should concern all of us, because, again, it's one of these examples of if it can happen to people who have blue check marks and are a accredited news organization, maybe they're considered a tabloid, but, you know, they've got they've put out stories that they what happens to us? What happens to the rest of us? And I think that's the concern that we should all be in fear of as they start talking about whether it's socialist policies or more government control over your life, or certainly censoring your right to express your opinion.
The left doesn't care about this, Cassie. All they care about is the fact that they hate Donald Trump. They don't care what Joe Biden did or didn't do. Hunter Biden's not the story here, in my opinion. The story here is that Joe Biden allowed this to happen and then flat out lied that he had any idea what was going on.
That's right. And it's not only that the left doesn't care about this. The left thinks that you're wrong for caring about it.
That's my favorite
narrative to come out of the last couple of days, where they've said, this election isn't going to be about this. Because they know better than us, right? You and I've talked about this a lot, that, oh, we're just the wee little people in the real world, that we're not allowed to care about these things. We're not allowed for this to affect how we might vote. But this is the 47-year political corruption that Joe Biden has been a part of. That's in business as usual for Joe Biden. And this is when the president, whether he talks about how he's done more for the country in 47 months than Joe Biden has done in 47 years, or whether he talks about he's done more to rid out the corruption in Washington in just 47 months. He was the one who came in and said, I will do it. I will be the change agent that this country needs. And now to go back to that, to go back to Joe Biden, who is the epitomizes the example of the exact type of do-nothing elitism that we all hate about Washington.
Yes.
That's what the Democrats are afraid actually might have an impact on this election yet again, by the way.
Boy, couldn't agree more with that. Looking forward to the debate. I know the president's going to handle it well, whether Kristen Welker tries to change the subject or not. So, Cassie, thanks so much for your time.
Yet again, must-see TV. Thank you, Mark.
Yes, indeed.
See you next week. Talk to you next week.
We'll talk soon. Thank you. Cassie Smedley with the RNC there.
Get more at 971talk.com.